Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I've been requested to do many voices by you guys out there who've been commenting and leaving suggestions on my channel. But this one I thought I just wanted to just tackle and get out of the way sooner rather than later as I'm building this series. And it's, I'm actually going to be doing a few of relations of this chap as well, but I'm going to start with the main ingredient, okay? So today I'm going to be looking at, and you've probably seen from the title, the voice of Donald Trump.
A no good, rotten, disgusting scoundrel.
I've also been requested to look at Ivanka Trump, and I will be getting to that next week, but I just wanted to get this guy out of the way first because it's such a popular person, he's such a famous man, and you know, he's the president of the States, for Christ's sakes. Now, whatever your opinion of this man is, I'm going to be completely neutral and just talk about what I see in his voice. I'm not going to be doing an impersonation of him. This is just my initial response to listening to him speaking through him speaking publicly, and so I'm just going to share with you my ideas on that, and if there's anything that we can learn that will better our voice, I'll try and draw that from it. Okay, so here we go, let's have a little look at the clip.
The politicians, they've had me to their homes, they've introduced me to their children, I've become their best friends in many instances. They've asked for my endorsement, and they always wanted my money. And even called me, really a dear, dear friend. But then, suddenly, decided when I ran for president as a Republican, that I've always been a no-good, rotten, disgusting scoundrel.
Donald Trump's nose is kind of... It's bigger than the nasal cavity would suggest. I don't think, like Benedict Cumberbatch, who we talked about the other day, who's got a huge nasal cavity, but he's quite long and thin. Donald Trump has got, I think, quite a small nasal cavity, but being the accent he uses sends a lot of air through it, and so there's not necessarily a big, deep sound. He's got a clear voice. He's clearly done a lot of speaking, but there is a little bit of restriction, and it's not necessarily physical, although his physicality is quite stuck. He's, you know, his shoulders are quite up, his neck's down all the time, and that kind of brings him down a bit, that pulls his larynx down, but there's not a lot of space in his head for the sound to resonate up there, and so he's just relying on what comes through his throat. And what I'm hearing from this recording, and actually in other ones, sometimes it's worse, is that the restriction is not necessarily pressure or tension. It sounds like mucus. So it sounds like there's something like a foreign body. There's something in the way. There's like a lot of saliva, which to me would indicate that his diet is affecting his voice. So to me, it sounds like he might be a bit dehydrated, and he does a lot of speaking, so that's quite possible. And he probably has long days, so he maybe is drinking coffee to get through it, and that might be dehydrating him. Again, this is speculation, but this is what I'm hearing. So the slight husk that he has in his voice isn't necessarily damage. I think it's down to dehydration and the fact that he's having to work through it. Of course, that could cause damage later down the line, but it seems to me that Donald Trump is someone who's had clear communication training. He's not necessarily got a brilliant voice, but he knows how to conduct himself, and he knows when to pause, and he's a very good, you know, speaker, but that's very trained. He's like Toastmasters trained. He's kind of, he knows the rules, he's not a natural. So he's had to learn those roles, and he's been in the public eye for many, many years, and he's been very successful in his career. So he's had to become a better speaker, and I think he's done a lot of training. So now, you know, he's president, and he's just, it all works for him. He knows how to orate and when to pause and how to wait for reactions before he continues. So, you know, I can't fault him as a public speaker, but it's his voice that I think he's not developed in such a way that, I mean, it could be better. He doesn't use his chest resonance so much. He really is just relying on just the air he can support. But he has got a relaxed belly. That's quite important, actually, because that probably keeps him from damaging because his belly is relaxed. He's not holding anything in down here. And although he hasn't got a massive like head resonance and he's not using much of his chest resonance, there is a flow. There is a flow of air. And he's got a quite, when he's not so dehydrated, got a quite a clear voice. And so, you know, I can't really fault that. But again, the point to be taken away here is that he's a bit slunched over. And that's kind of changing the shape of his instrument. And he's a bit dehydrated, which causes this sound when he speaks. What I find interesting about him, again, with Owen Wilson, is the way that he purses his lips when he speaks. He does this. He goes from this, like pouty lips. It's true. But he goes from here straight to showing his bottom teeth. Now, in the animal kingdom, showing your bottom teeth is a sign of an alpha male. And I don't know whether it's because he's been a boss so long and now he's kind of top of his game that occasionally he pauses and shows his bottom teeth. I'm not sure if that, obviously just the way his body's designed, like my teeth are on show quite a lot, my bottom teeth, that's just, I've got a tighter top lip, but that's just, yeah, again, my design, and that's just the way I'm built, but I'm not showing them, and occasionally he tends to show it when he ends a sentence, like that. I'm not sure if there's something in that from the animal studies I did at drama school or not, but just something I noticed. He's not very physical. He doesn't move around a lot. He doesn't move his body, but he does nod his head. He does a lot up here. He's a very kind of up here person, shoulders. So the shoulders are up, the head might do a bit of nodding. He'll raise his hands, but he doesn't really move the rest of his body. He's not kind of really connected. He's kind of settled, sturdy. And I would have thought by looking at him, the size of him, he might have had a deeper voice, but maybe he's just, you know, he's just not made that way. So yeah, not really too much to say about him as a voice, because he's nothing special as a voice, but he is using it well, and he's able to conduct himself very well. And clearly he's had a lot of training on that. But yeah, I think this is like an example of where dehydration can start to cause mucus. And if you're someone who gets maybe kind of cotton mouth, or you get so lots of saliva in your mouth, or you get lots of saliva or sounds in your throat, it could be because you just need to drink more water and have less caffeine. That's, you know, what I'd suggest for that. So that was Donald Trump. I'm not really going to go into an impression of him because so many people are doing that. And like I said, this is a political one, so I want to be careful not to sort of take any sides. This is neutral. It's just about what I notice about his voice. So again, it's just another short, brief review. I'm sure in future I might go into further analysis of Donald Trump. I'm not sure. But there's a few voices and speakers that I will be going into a deeper analysis and really drawing out the details. But these are just kind of a bit of fun, a bit of something I could do every day and just share with you so you can have an idea and keep you entertained through this quarantine and beyond. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. My name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.